This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the government has furthered rural empowerment by leveraging the power of technology and good governance. Mr. Modi delivered this remark after sharing a MyGov India social media post highlighting how rural land digitization is reshaping the future of agriculture in India. The post discussed that the transformative step has brought transparency, accessibility and empowerment to rural communities by helping to reduce land disputes and improve land management. He added that this has made it easier for rural citizens to claim ownership and rights, shaping the future of farming. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute over 65 lakh property cards under Swamitva scheme to beneficiaries through video conferencing today, marking a monumental milestone in country's rural empowerment and governance journey. The property cards will be distributed in over 50,000 villages across 10 states and 2 union territories. Our correspondent reports that the scheme aims to drive the economic transformation of rural India by providing property owners in village Abadi areas with a record of rights. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has emphasised the need to strengthen the country's offensive and defensive responses in view of growing tensions globally within the defence and security landscape. He said the complexities of a country's defence forces are increasing with time. He was addressing an event organised to commemorate 2024 as the Year of Naval Civilians in New Delhi yesterday.
साथियों, मैं सरकार की ओर से आपको इस बात का आश्वासन देता हूं कि हमारी फोर्सेस की मजबूती के लिए भारत सरकार को जो भी करना पड़े सरकार वह करेगी। आपके साथ भारत के 140 करोड़ नागरिक पूरी मजबूती के साथ खड़े हैं। आप और हम सब मिलकर न सिर्फ सामरिक दृष्टि से भारत को मजबूत बनाएंगे बल्कि भारत की ओवरऑल ग्रोथ एंड डेवलपमेंट को भी एक नया डायमेंशन देने में कामयाब होंगे।
द बजट सेशन ऑफ पार्लियामेंट विल कमेंस फ्रॉम द 31st ऑफ दिस मंथ. The session will commence with President Draupadi Murmu addressing a joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha on the 31st of January. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget on the 1st of February. The first part of the budget session will be held from the 31st of this month to the 13th of February, while the second leg of the budget session will be held from the 10th of March to the 4th of April. The scrutiny of nomination papers for the election to the 70-member Delhi Assembly will take place today. The nomination process for the Delhi Assembly polls ended yesterday with a total of over 1,000 candidates submitting the papers. Monday is the last date for the withdrawal of candidature. Voting for the Delhi Assembly elections will be held on the 5th of next month and the counting on the 8th of February. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has retained its growth projection for India at 6.5% for the next two financial years, 2025-26 and 2026-27, holding that it is in line with potential. The IMF stated this in its latest update of World Economic Outlook released yesterday. According to IMF, India maintains the fastest growth rate among the world's largest economies. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, has attached 142 immovable properties worth 300 crore rupees in a Muda-linked money laundering case allegedly involving Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah and others. The attachment is part of a money laundering probe into alleged irregularities in land allotment by Mysuru Urban Development Authority, Muda. The U.S. Supreme Court has upheld a federal law proposing nationwide ban on video sharing platform TikTok beginning tomorrow, unless the Chinese-owned social media is sold to a U.S.-based owner. The unanimous ruling issued yesterday aligns with Congress and the Justice Department's stance that TikTok, owned by Chinese company ByteDance, poses a national security threat. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said dense to very dense fog conditions is likely to continue over northwest India till tomorrow. According to the IMD, these conditions will prevail during the night and early morning hours in parts of Uttar Pradesh and West Rajasthan today and in Punjab, Haryana and Chandigarh till tomorrow. In the Khoko World Cup 2025, both the Indian men's and women's teams will face South Africa in the respective semi-finals at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi this evening. The women's match is scheduled to start at 7 p.m. followed by the men's semi-final at 8:15 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.